Farmers are being encouraged to safely dispose of their dead animals in the country's 38 knackeries. Although the numbers using the service are in line with previous years, there are fears that the number of dead animals illegally dumped will increase in the second half of the year. That's due to a fee rise and the current COVID restrictions. Our reporter, Fia Crowe-Kiona, has been looking at the issue and has this report.
I'm looking at a plastic bag here that Galway County Council community wardens have pulled from a drain. There's a dead calf in this bag. It's about 2 to 3 weeks old. There's no tag. This is a matter of public health concern. This animal may have been treated with antibiotics and it's left here to rot.
Rita Gately is a veterinary officer for Galway County Council. Her job includes recovering and disposing of illegally dumped dead farmyard animals for the safety of farms and the general public.
To date this year, we've had 24 reportings of dead animals. The biggest risks are contamination of groundwater and surface water. As the animal decays, it obviously contaminates the surroundings. It's very unsightly, it's unsafe. Animals may be drinking out of the same sources of water that have become contaminated.
Official figures say the number of illegally dumped dead farmyard animals in 2021 is in line with previous years. But Rita says there is still some cause for concern.
We tend to get more dumping reported from April onwards, possibly because of the lockdown. People have not been out and about as much. I expect to see a fairly significant increase in the coming months. We are concerned there are knackeries available to farmers. The costs are not excessive. We would strongly encourage every farmer to do the right thing.
Doing the right thing is easier said than done. As Rita said, facilities called knackeries are based around the country and legally dispose of dead animals for a fee, including more than 20,000 animals so far this year. They are run by the Animal Collectors Association, whose secretary is Deirdre Barrett.
Due to the seasonal nature of the fallen animal collection industry, knackery operators are working near to full capacity at present. There are roughly 300,000 fallen animals collected between the 38 knackeries in a given year.
Deirdre says the fact knackeries are running at near capacity means they are being used by farmers and county councils. But like Rita, she also says illegal dumping by individual farmers is taking place.
Speaking to the members of the ACA, they're very disappointed at the levels that this is happening. The rates charged have to recognise the cost of delivery of the service in a current year, yet farming bodies expect the cost to remain static for a decade or so. So that's not realistic really either.
Nobody condones illegal dumping and the vast majority of farmers do it the right way.
Leash-based farmer Pat Farrell is the Irish Farmers Association's animal health chairman. He says almost all farmers comply with rules, but for those who don't, the cost issue mentioned by Rita needs to be addressed. Last year's deal saw knackery fees almost double, rising to between €30 and €100, depending on the animal.
The lack of supports by the department has led to an increased cost of up to €30 per calf and €50 per ewe. But anyone that has a problem, if they raise their hand and come to us or come to the department, I'm sure it will be looked on sympathetically. We don't want to see animals being dumped illegally.
Pat's view is shared by Hugh Farrell, a Cavan-based farmer and the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association's Animal Welfare Chairman.
Look, we know there's a certain amount of it happens in a year. We don't condone it, or we don't agree with it, but there's different circumstances in this year with the COVID. Maybe farmyards couldn't be entered or there's so many reasons. Naturally, the costing and rendering costs has gone up. Diesel is escalating at the present time, insurance. And all the time that's falling back on the farmers. We need the department to step in here that is priced at a right price. Can't afford to continue with the system that is there.
A spokesperson for Minister for Agriculture and Fianna Fáil TD for Donegal, Charlie McConnellogue, said the fees issue is a matter for the Animal Collectors Association and farmers. But the department did say its own figures show knackeries disposed of more than 20,000 animals between January and March. While it said the facilities are slightly quieter than 2020, the department said the figure is still within the normal expected range. Back in Galway, veterinary officer Rita Gately says the message still needs to be heard by everyone that illegal dumping of dead animals is a risk to livestock, farmers and the wider population itself.
We would highly recommend that farmers would make use of the services that are there. We need to be aware of animal welfare issues, and we need to be very much aware of environmental contamination. I know the consequences are very unsightly and dangerous for the general population.
And that was Galway County Council Veterinary Officer Rita Gately ending that report by Fiacra O'Kiona.